Okay, Rebbe. Today we're going to have a shiur on Ushpizin, as Hashem, and then Hazinu as Hashem, and then Zos HaBracha. And then Bracious we'll do when we come back, because we'll be already be back for Bracious. Okay, the impetus of the shiur is my close friend, Rabbi Moshe Perswarsky, Shlita, this year decided to manufacture special Ushpizin decorations of the chair, have a Kisei Shel Ushpizin, and he manufactured covers, cloths, one for Avraham, one for Yitzchak Yaakov, and I wrote him a letter endorsing the thing. So I figured that this is an opportunity to look into the concept of Ushpizin and where it comes from, etc. So the Torah says in Parshas Emor, Basukus Teshu Shivas Yomim Kol Ezrach Bisrael Yeshu Basukus. So it's a funny type of pasuk, because it says Basukus Teshu, and then Kol Ezrach Bisrael Yeshu Basukus. So it's like two parts of the pasuk. So why the double Basukas Teshu and then Yeshu? What's that all about? So look in the Zohar HaKadosh, page 3, Parshas Emor. Second arrow. So Omar Rabbi Abba, Ksiv Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomim Lubasar Yeshu Basukas, page 3. So what's the double lashon? Ikadmisa, English, the Hebrew terms of Tchila Teshu Lubasar Yeshu. So what is that? Elakadma Lushpizi Tinyana Livne Alma. So he says that the Kadma, the first part of the pasuk Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomim, is referring to the Ushpizin, and the second part of the pasuk called Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu Basukas is Bnei Alma, is the people. So that's where it all stems from. I know Rav Avraham Yoshua Heschel Bick, I've heard him speak many times. The Satmar and Holomoid, so he would quote this Zohar sometimes, that Basukas Teshvu and Yeshu Basukas, the double lashon, because Kol Ezrach Yisrael is mashma the people, the inhabitants. Basukas Teshvu could be that's the Malachim, so to speak. That's the Ushpizin. Okay. And then but it's interesting that the Zohar, then there's the famous Zohar here on page 2. Al dod d'chsiv kol ezrach v'yisrael yeshu basukos kol man d'iyu mesharsha v'gizor kadisha d'yisrael yeshu basukos t'chos tzilu d'hemnusa. That anyone, he writes, he did nefesh, kol mishu mesharsha v'gizor kadosh shel Yisrael yeshu basukos t'chos tzil d'hemnusa. And Sukkah is called Tzila Dim Hemnusa. It's the shade of Emunah, which is you're sitting tachas the Hashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then on page 3, in the first hour, it says Tachazi Vishaita de Benet Barnash Yosef Madura Da, when a Barnash, when a person sits in this abode, Siladim Hamnusa Shchita Parsa Gadafna Alei Vil Eila, The Shechina is there. For Avram v'chamisha tzadikaya achronin shavin midurei mimei. So it's interesting. It doesn't even say just Avram and other five tzadikim. Doesn't say who. Interesting. Avram v'chamisha tzadikaya achronin shavin midurei mimei. And then it says Amar Rav Abba Avram v'chamisha tzadikaya v'David Malka. Shavin midurei mei. Then Avram and five tzaddikim and David HaMelech. So here it mentions Avram, chamisha tzaddikim and David HaMelech. Hado dixi basukas teishu shivas yomim. Shivas yomim ksiv v'lo bishivas yomim. Ki sheshes yomim aso Hashem. By the Marmash b'chol yomim yomim v'ampin din hirin b'ushpizin ilin d'sharni mei. So he has to be mesameach with these uspizin. And then the Zohar says further, page 4, he says, Avama Rav Abba, at the bottom, Avram kol yomai havakayim b'pashas orchin lezimna ushpizin ulesachtalon peturi. He says, in Hebrew translation of Yidid Nefesh, Avram kol yomai v'yomai b'parashas drochim lehazmin orchim. Right, his whole life he would stand at the crossroads looking for guests. Hasid mzamin lei luchul tzadikai uludavi malch v'loi v'inu luchukain Avram kol b'ptur v'kari. So if you're inviting Avram to your sukkah and all the other tzaddikim and David HaMelech, for lo nosnim lahem chelkam, meaning what? Avram omed omeh shulchan v'korei suruna me'al ole anoshim arishoyim ha'ela v'kulu salkin abasrei. So what does that mean? How do you understand that? Does it mean, I think some explain, it means that what? You don't have any other guests with you? So then Avram is upset and then he leaves. Avram Koin Batur Vikari Surana Meal Ole Anushi Marshoi Maila. Because if you don't give them their chelek, well, I'll have to see. But it's interesting, so far it doesn't mention the names. In Parshas Pinchas, then it says on page 6 or 7, Avram v'rayim mehemda, Aaron, David, and Shlomo. So then it mentions other names as well. And then you have take a look on page 8 in the Sefer Torah Shimon, Sefer Pardes, some of the other quotes. Basukus teishu shivas yomim hine yadu she shiva roim. You know, the Chaim David, he has a song about the Shiva Roam. Avram Avinu. So he's saying, this is the pshat, he's saying. And I think that he's touching up the Zohar like this. I never chapped it till now. That Basukas Teshuva Shivas Yomim means, it doesn't say, the Zohar asks, how come it doesn't say Basukas Teshuva Bishivas Yomim? Right? So he says, no, because who's sitting in the Sukkah? The Yomim are sitting in the Sukkah. Who are the Yomim? The Yomim are the Ushpizen. Because the Yom is light. The seven luminaries. Basukas Teshuva Yomim means, Yadush Shiva Yerohim. I mean, that's how you can touch up the first part. Now, the Zohar says the second part of the pasuk is referring to us. Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu Basukos. He goes ahead and says, "Chein Kol Ezrach Mloshen Zricha." That's always Zricha and Shamos Hakdoshos. You mari basukas ki teishu l'shar chava. Kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukas. Kol ezrach loshen zricha. Yazricha aneshamot hakdoshos. You imaru basuka ki teishu l'shar chava. Yimadam zoch yischakvu emeron v'kol aneshamot kadoshos v'avei. So what? So how is he touching up kol ezrach b'Yisrael? So Basukas Teshuva Shivas Yomim means that the seven luminaries, the Yom, the seven luminaries are with us in the Sukkah. Yeah, so what's, where's Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael Yezricho and Shamas HaKadoshos. Okay, I don't know. But then there's a page 9, I never knew about the Sefer before. Or HaChaim. Or HaChaim HaKadosh wrote the Sefer. So, Or HaChaim HaKadosh asked the Kasha, Kasha, Betchila, Omer, Teshvu, Lenochach. Like, it's second person. Vechacha, Omer, Kol Ezrach, Mitzvah, Yeshvu, that's third person. So why does it change from second person to third person? Avo Omer, Chazal, Shakadosh, Baruch Hu, Yomar, Lezayin, Tzadikim, Shiyoshim, Mitzidu, Atem telchu lebeis b'neichem l'sukos shiyashu shakadosh baruch hu yom l'tzayin tzadik yishoshu b'tzido atem telchu lebeis b'neichem l'sukos shiyashu b'chag b'uzesh shetiknu lo b'tivu ushpizin shakavrosim hu l'tzayin tzadik v'lehem amar kadosh baruch hu b'sukos teishu v'chag hu l'tzayin tzadik v'lehem amar kadosh baruch hu b'sukos teishu v'chag hu l'tzayin tzadik v'lehem amar mandating the Zayin Roim to go into the sukos. But you Zayin Roim, Basukas Teshuva, Hashem is speaking to the Zayin Roim. He says, Basukas Teshuva, Shivas Yomim. And then, Kol Ezrach Yisrael is us. But it's interesting, in the Sefer Aron HaEdus, all these sources come from the Sefer Pardes Eliezer. Basukas Teshuva Shivas Yomim Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu Basukas. Says the Aron Edus of Shraga Yair bin Belber Zig. Yisra B'Zor HaKadosh Basukas Teshuva Romez Ala Ovos HaKadoshim Shem Ushpizun Ulan Merazel HaKadosh Shem Kodim Tzvichim Ushpizun Leishu Basukas V'Chaka Kol Ezrach Yisrael. First the Ushpizun go in and then we go in. So how do you know? The Ushpizin is supposed to come into your sukkah first. So how do you know if they were there first? There is, I guess, a certain personal level. The first day of sukkah, when you're coming into the sukkah, you should feel Avram Avinu. That's the mead of chesed. You should get inspiration for chesed. Yishlav libo b'midas ha-chesed. So then you know Avram is there. V'hachnis orchim l'shulchanu kadoma. As yad shekvar bo Avram Avinu. V'chem b'yom sheni yagish midas ha-gvura. Shal Yitzchak, the strength. V'skabar negin Yitzchak. As yaskil l'adash shekvar bo Yitzchak. V'chem shah yomim yagish ha-atzma ha-midos shal shiva ha-roim. For now. Interesting. Oh, but this is the key point that I want to show you now in the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh of the Chidah. And this is where it comes from. He says, Orach HaKodesh Yelech L'Sukkah V'Yitzavah L'Havi Kisei. This is that you should bring a special chair U'Me'il Mefor Agave. And on top of the kisei, you should put a nice cloak. L'zecher zayin u'shpiz niloyim. He says, me'ein dugma she'osim b'yom ha'mil kisei le'eliyol. Similar to what's done the kisei shel eliyol. Kind of yizuchot tov. You mean why are you saying with Zecher?
The chair is Zecher. The Neshama doesn't need a chair. And the other one comes to every brisk. He doesn't physically sit in the chair.
Right, there was a Zecher meaning saying that he's there, representing that he's there. Not that he's here in the chair as opposed to. That's what Michael's saying. The zecher that he's there. But it's a good diyuk that you had. I like that. The kozim bizar kodesh digol misakne le kisei lo osi. If you don't make him a kisei, he's not going to come. So it says, Alacharein le Hashem, l'hazmin kisei le zayin ushpiz niloin, gadishin, cholal yomar, perpetzach, masukish, ulu ushpizin. Yikadish v'chavim berka shachiyanu liftor gam mitzvah sukkah. Okay, so this is where he says it. This idea that the Chidah says that you should have a kisei for the Ushpizin. And the Sefer Paradis Eliezer, he quotes from he quotes this Chidah, and then he quotes others, let's say like that. He says, look, on Minhag HaShol Chidah Lachin Kisei, page 14. On Minhag HaShol Chidah Lachin Kisei, V'zayin U'shpizim, V'super Sh'ish, V'zokin Echad Chosid, V'yirei Shamayim, Sipir L'fnei Rav HaKadosh, Rav Menachem Mendel Rimanov. An old man told Rav Menachem Mendel Rimanov, Ki HaMakir Es HaRav HaKadosh HaChidah, V'zokin Yos Behekel Chodshom B'chag HaSukkos. He was by the Chidah V'shalom, Harav Kodesh Mendelah, Minhag Shel Osa Kodesh Harav Chidah, V'Sipur Lo Kimchak Sukkos B'Chol Laila Mavid Safsom V'Yuchad Avor Shpizin. V'Amar Harav Kodesh V'Rin Machmel Mirimanov Yimolei Lo Ba V'Zah Olam Rak L'Shmo Zeh HaSipur Dailo. There was somebody who was by the Chidah, and he told it to Rav Menachem Mendel Rimanov that he used to make the special chair, and Rav Menachem Mendel Rimanov said, if I only came to this world to hear this story, that would have been sufficient. So Jake is wondering, you know, like, what's going on here?
Is the Chidah, or is
it
just the first person actively that
close attack and do something with it, not the first one? Right. And then he says, Rav Rava Kosmi Sanz, Maskin Minag Mekubal Zem he would tell his chassidim you have a lot of chassidim in the sukkah. Don't push over the chair of the shpizim. And then he quotes here a Rav HaKadosh Mirupshitz, I guess Rav Naftali of Rupshitz also. And then he says, Amir Zakise, look on page 17, in the Sefer Pardes Ela, Omatzi Nogim, Eitzel Kamakilos Asfardim, Loma Mekisosu Lusukka, putting a hand on the Kiseish, Shechil Kodesh Shpizin, Amirim Yucheris, Zakise Shal Shivas Hashpizin Eloin. Just like we say, Zakise Shal Yol, Zakise Shal Shivas Shpizin Eloin Kadishin. Kosh Nogim Loma Vrismila, Zakise Shal Yol Zafor Latov. Now, okay, so that is so. Now I'm going to show you an unbelievable thing. Okay, ready? I was mamish when I saw this for the first time. Rabbi Benish Ginsberg wanted the mocker for this. He said to Rabbi Dechter, I think we got it for him. And you ready for this one, Jake? This is like, your hat is going to fly off. Look what it says. This could have counted for the Hazinu Shir also, I guess, but I made a separate packet. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh le'emor, alei el har avarim hazeh ha'nevo, asher be'eretz Moav asher al pnei reicho, rei es eretz Kanaan asher ani nosei levnei Yisrael l'achuzo. Okay, page 18. This is an unbelievable word we're going to say now, okay? Page 18. So Hashem says that Moshe Rabbeinu is to go up to Har Avarim, and he's going to die. Page 19. Umus b'har hazeh asher ata olah shama hiyosef ala mecha. You're going to die. Hashem meis aron achicha morahar hiyosef ala mar. That you're going to die just like where your brother died. You're going to die just like Aaron died. But it's interesting the lashon hiyosef. Hiyosef kasher. Nesach Hashem Meitar Archich Vayesef Alamach. Okay, now I'm going to tell you the most unbelievable thing on page 21. Okay, from the Sefer Shai Yisocher, that's the Munkacher Rabbi. Okay, you ready for this one? Jake, put on your seatbelts here, so you shouldn't fly out. Okay, you don't fly out. Okay. See, we have the Dumbrava Shtibel in Washington Heights. How many Dumbrava Shtibels are there? So we have it here in the Heights, so we could.
Because of Umes, the Harvey Asif al Mecha Shemes Aranachich, and the Harvey Asif al Mecha. Pesh Rashi, Shechadman Moshe Vama Ashri, Misha Zu. The Akash of Arichas Haloshim, Mesa, Aaron Meyosef Alamecha. Come on, you have to see this word. Page 21, come on. Sit down. Quickly, very quickly. Right here, you have a seat for you. Page 21. So look at the pasuk, page 20. Look at page 20 again. Come on. Page 19. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei al har avrim har devo. Right? You're going to die just like Aaron died. So now, 21. First word is Elamov. Because when did Aaron die? Okay, when did Aaron die? Rosh Chodesh Av. That's the only yard site that's in Chumash, right? In Parsha Samase, right? It says he died in Rosh Chodesh Av. Shu Yom Mises Aaron HaKohen. Now let me ask you a question. When was Rosh Chodesh when was Rosh Chodesh Av this past year? Well, Tisha B'Av was on Nidcha, right? So Tisha B'Av was in Nidcha.
So that means that. So Rosh Chodesh Av is.
Friday.
So Rosh Chodesh Av is Friday. Now, when is Sukkot this year? It's going to be first day is Monday. So Monday is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Moshe, Aaron. So when is Aaron?
Friday.
So the yortzeit of Aaron will always be on the same. The Shpizin of Aaron will be on the same day as his yortzeit of the previous year. So his yortzeit was Rosh Chodesh Av, that's the Rosh Av Aaron Kohen. That was on Friday. So the Shpizin of Aaron is going to be when?
Friday.
So what Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu is that you're going to have that same thing. And that's the Lashon Hey Asif, Chag HaAsif. In other words, you're going to have that same mazel of Aaron of that you get the yortzeit is going to be in Chag HaAsif. So we'll take a look. Also Yom Shavua Chal B'chol Shana L'Achor of Yom HaShpizin Delay. Moshe also wanted to have that same thing. So Hashem said, don't worry, you're going to get the same thing that Aaron did. It's not just that you're going to die just like Aaron died. Okay, what's the chiddush? No, you're going to be Hasif. In Chag HaAsif, you're going to be on the same day as Aaron. Meaning your side, because when was Zayin Adar? Let's make a chiddush. Whereas Purim was when? Purim this year was. That was Purim this year. So Zayin Adar was Thursday, Purim was Thursday, a week later. And when is.
Right,
that's Thursday. And that's the remez. Mizeh remez ha'od nesomach l'minageinu ki Moshe b'yom dalad v'aron b'yom hay. That's the because there's different shitas of how you're supposed to do the shpizin. So this is the other seder is what
Yosef
comes before. So they do Avram Yitzchak Yaakov.
Yosef,
Moshe, Aaron, David. So this is a riot for the Arizal, you think? You say?
But the Arizal holds is Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David.
Now look at he says more. Look at this. This is from the Dumbriva. But now he wants to say Vinirali LaHosif is it? Gam Yom Mises David Hamelach. Nimtzav Medrash Yabatzeres. David Hamelach died in Shavuos. Now, when was Shavuos last year? What day of the week? It was a 3-day. It was a 3-day Yontif. It was Sunday.
Last
day Sunday. Right. Sunday. Sunday. The Rebbe Hosi was like, "Kigam Yom Mises Dov and Hamelach Chol Shalom Nisam Ben So the idea being, so he says that's shot in the pasuk, Hodieni Hashem Kitzi Midas Yomai. What does that mean? Shabigish David Hashem, Eze Yom Yomus, Eda Machadalani, Eda Shigid Lifni, Tassel Mash Chodov Achosher. He says, why does he want to know what day? The pasuk allows, he says,
Tavchos Nosatu, remembers the Meharos Asuka, Shukil Chosazain, Alzayt Fachim, yeah, Behainu, Alzeh, Koma, the Bikesh Gamdovich, Shia Yom Ptiroso, Kimo, he may Ptiris Moshe Varon. That's Pshat in that Tosuk. Tehillim Lamites. Because that pasuk says, "Hodiyin Hashem Chitzi, heina tipchos nosata." The tipchos is the zayit fachim by zayit fachim, so it's a remez to sukkah. So he's a, so there's Hodiyin Hashem Chitzi because it was relevant to Chag Hasukkos. Zel tovul atzadikim simcha yatsu v'sholim yivolim. Sman simchaseinu. ודבר המלך הוא מרובז כי שנו סוף היושיב עם שנה. זה יתפרש צהו מצהו לחצת שם. וגם תראה לפעולה בזה כי גם לג ועומר. תראה, לג ועומר. כולם זה לג ועומר זה סייר. נו.
Thursday.
So he's in Sham of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Thursday. So I think the word is that maybe I saw. I think I said this over, but it could be I saw this someplace. That the idea is that this is our Sukkos is the Zman of Torah Shabbal Peh. Nisuch Hamayim is Torah Shabbal Peh. The Esrog Rambam says Torah Shabbal Peh. So our Mesorah is our Mesorah, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. So therefore, they come back to show that they never really. They're coming back on Sukkos in the time that they left us to show the continuation of when they were Mesulak from us. They're coming back on the Yontif Torah B'Shabbal Peh to reenact the Torah Shabbal Peh, that it's the Mesorah is continuous. And therefore, the day that they left us, but that day on Sukkos, they're coming back to us. And Dafka on that particular day. And let me finish with one piece before we do. We'll take a. No, it only works for the Arizal, Michael said. No, afterwards. Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David.
Ashkenazi says to do chronological, the Arizal goes to Esmeros.
Now we said that the Ushpizim want to see that we're doing chesed in the sukkah, right, or else Avram gets upset and he leaves. So here is Avram. It's interesting that in the first source in the Zohar it just says Avram and the Hamisha Tzedekai, because the Iker is Avram. Why? Because the Iker is the chesed. The sukkah is the chesed. Chesed Avram. So there's a famous Zohar. I figure I have to put this in the packet. I was going to maybe end the packet on page 22, but I decided that we have to put in the Zohar. Okay? So on page 23, there's a famous Zohar. He says, "Bekulu shar zimnin v'chagin b'ay barnash l'chadei l'mechtei l'miskenei." In all the holidays, a person has to be mesameach l'mechtei to mesameach l'miskenei to the aniyim. If you mesameach alone, v'lo yahiv lemiskini, and you don't give to the poor, on she sagi the habuchudi kai v'lo yahiv yuchad la'achar. You're gonna be, and that's the pasuk in Malachi. V'zeiresi perish al paneichem, perish chageichem. Your holiday is like dung that you didn't invite people. Now he makes the famous diyuk. B'Shabbata, Chadi Avogav D'Lioiv La'achra. And at Shabbos, you're allowed to be alone. And you don't get a punishment. Because it says, Perish Chageichem, V'lo Perish Shabbatchem. The Meshech Chokmah has this idea, that Yontif
is all about bringing people together. That's why you could carry food on Yom Tov. Shabbos is like what Rav Soloveitchik called the lonely man of faith. You know, it's like you alone. Because you see that, because it says in Yerushalmi, Bekoshi Hitiru, even to give, say good Shabbos. So obviously it's not about people communicating together, because you can't hardly even say good Shabbos. So apparently in this generation, we need more. I mean, the Shabbos got the character of Yom Tov. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Abe Stern. He's the father-in-law of Rabbi Richter. That he was Mechadish Shabbaton. I said this. He was Mechadish Shabbaton. Shabbaton is that people should get together on Shabbos, have a Shabbaton, people getting together. But really, before that, Shabbos was real. But it's Eis Lasos Lashem. That we can't wait. If we can only get together with people on Yom Tov, you know, people will go off the derech. So Shabbos is a time that people get together. So it became Eis Lasos Lashem to have people to get together on Shabbos. But the real getting together is Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. That's why Shabbos you can't go chutzlut, you know, Yom Tov also. But it's you can't carry. It's more about insular. You can't. Yeah. Now there's a vort from the Noam Megadim. Shachter once said it over from the Noam Megadim, and he says he has a new pshat. He says it's what from Rav Zusha. Rav Zusha, ein bein Shabbos leYontif. Right? What's the Mishnah saying? Megillah, El Ochol Nefesh Muvad, which literally means that on Shabbos you can't cook and Yontif you can't cook. But Rav Zusha said a new pshat based on the Zohar that Ochol Nefesh Levad, that on Shabbos you can eat alone, but in Yom Tov you can't have Ochol Nefesh Levad. Look, he says, Mamasok Lecheich. You see that? Yonah. Mamasok Lecheich. Imre Noam. Pekodesh Achosi Lekodesh Moreinu. Rav Zusha. Sheomar Shezel Kavonis Chazal B'Mishneh. Ein Ben Yom Tov Meshabbos Al Ochol Nefesh Levad. Predicting the tavis bilvad lamali. Now it's like lomal ochel nefesh. What's bilvad? Amu chazal kavanu diver zora kadosh. Zora ein ben yontif b'shabbos el ochel nefesh bilvad sheyochel bilvad o b'li ha'oni. The b'shabbos shari uvi yontif also. That's the idea. One last thing. Two couple of last things. There's a din of Parim Chadoshos, right? Parim Chadoshos. So what's the din of Parim Chadoshos? That every Sheva Brachas is supposed to have a new person who wasn't there. We spoke about this Barichas 2 years ago, whatever it was, a year ago, 2 years ago. But Tosis says that on Shabbos you don't need Parim Chadoshos. Shabbos is Parim Chadoshos itself. Shabbos Chashin Poshim Davina Bizma Shiri Yom HaShabbos Am Kadosh Baruch Hu Parim Chadoshos Ba'u Lakan. So there's a vort from the Koshna Tzemagid on page 27. He wants to say Chiddush. Big Chiddush, bottom line. Ulay Mustafina Hisi Omer Al Chag HaSukkos She'iru Al-Chosim B'toch Shivas Yimei HaMishteh B'vorach B'chol Yom Sheva Brachos Mishum L'chol Yomo K'dusha B'apei Nafshehi K'u Shpizid Yomo Do Einenu Shpizid Yomo Achra. That every day is a Parim Chadoshos. Because you have a new Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Parim Chadoshos. What? No, he doesn't make it, but it's a new Simcha. Because now you're together with Avram. Yesterday you were together with Yitzchak. And the final thing in from Mordechai of Nadvorna, because Ush Yisrael, he is from Yisrael, Rav Chus, the son of Rav Mordechai ben Dvorna, says, look, the Suda Shmini Atzeres, Haminig Lomar Azmin, the Sudas Kol ishpuizin iloin. Shmini Atzeres, we invite them all. Invite them all. Because this is Zayin Roim, Shmini Atzeres is everybody. Shmini Atzeres,
what?
Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what they do in Eretz Yisrael. They're in the house, but it's a good question. What they do in Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlarts, he writes. Chutzlarts. Okay, so I think the idea, so what do we take from all this? That, in other words, we have to feel that we're a continuation. People today have this feeling like nothing existed last year, 2 years ago. Like, you have to realize we're a continuation. You know, people want to know what's the Yadus' attitude upon, and everyone gives their own opinion about everything. And nothing wrong with your own opinion, but you have to have it be a hemshech of what's the yisod we learn from Avram, from Yitzchak, from Yaakov, from Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. These are our avos and our tzaddikim. And of course, there's nothing wrong with being mechadish, but it has to be based on these soidas of chesed and amuna and things that we from the avos, and they're coming back to us. The Shai Yisachar says on the day they left us. And that's the, and we have to have their values of chesed. You know, chesed, you're looking to have guests, you're looking, you want to mavakir cholim, you want to call people up that need to be called up. You know, people get very much into all the, you know, technical things about this is a hefsek and that's a hefsek, everything's a hefsek. But we're not, okay, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but the more important thing is not the hefsek, but it's the hemshech, as Michael just said, the hemshech of the avos. And that's what we should, you know, make sure that Sukkah is coming, who are we going to invite? Who needs a meal? Who needs a phone call? Who needs, like, you know, we're spending so much time looking for that esrog, but you're also making special time to make sure that everyone has a meal, and everyone who needs Bikur Cholim, you do Bikur Cholim. You know, so many people, you know, who need Bikur Cholim, very few people come to visit them. And they're in their homes, and like Diane Posen once said, a lot of people in their homes, people are not coming to visit. It's not right. That's Avram Avinu. He's Ish Chesed. And Chesed, I told you, for the Be'er Mayim Chayim, I have in my Sefer, is that you actively have to look out for Chesed. It's not, Rachamim is when someone comes to you. Chesed, you're actively, and if we can't do that, then we miss the whole, we miss the, all of Yiddishkeit. We miss the boat. I'm not saying it's not important to know what's a hefsek and that, but some people, the only thing they're working about is this is a hefsek and that's a hefsek, and the other thing's a hefsek, it's all a hefsek. And what about what Michael said? The hemshech. That's the most important thing. The hasmon of Torah of Yaakov Avinu, the chesed of Avraham, the mesor of Moshe Rabbeinu, the shalom of Aaron HaKohen, all these values that are so very important for us. And Bez Hashem, we should, Sukkah should be a inspiration for that hemshech. Okay, we'll take a little break now, Rabbi Sai.